to recommendation 3.8. Quote, recommend that mobile outreach services be used to improve access to contraceptive services for populations who face geographical barriers to access. End of quote. In 2011, 215 million women in low- and middle-income countries were estimated to have an unmet need for modern contraception. Of these, 140 million were not using any method of contraceptive, while 75 million were using less effective, traditional methods. Note reference, 63. While the recommendation focuses on especially marginalized and disadvantaged groups, it may be important to acknowledge that being a woman in a patriarchal society in and of itself imposes many barriers to women's access to contraceptive information and services. See Box 3. Unmet need for contraception is on average 2 to 4 times higher among low-income women than women from higher. Page 26. Income groups. Women living in rural areas and with lower levels of education are similarly disadvantaged. Note reference, 64. The recent analysis of demographic and health surveys spanning 20 years from over 100 countries found that although average levels of contraceptive use had risen in all countries, the gap between the poorest and the average had also steadily risen, and was wider in richer countries. Note reference, 65. The low coverage of rural and less developed areas, including urban slums, by contraceptive services, and the cost of services are major factors contributing to this disparity. As noted earlier, contraceptive services provided free of cost or at subsidized cost to the client would help removing financial barriers. Community-based distribution of contraceptives is another strategy to increase access to contraceptive services, and addresses both cultural/gender-based barriers and time/cost-related barriers to reaching functional contraceptive services. Several studies from Africa and Asia have shown that trained community-based providers are able to provide information as well as services effectively to those located in rural, remote and difficult-to-reach areas. Community-based services are also cost-effective. Note reference, 66. Note reference, 67. Note reference, 68. However, they do not provide access to long-acting contraceptive methods, including intrauterine contraceptive devices and surgical sterilization. Mobile outreach services have been identified as a strategy to fill this gap. Mobile outreach service delivery is defined as FP services provided by a mobile team of trained providers, from a higher-level health facility to a lower-level facility, in an area with limited or no FP or health services. Note reference, 69. In some cases, services are actually provided in the mobile unit, while in other instances, services are provided in a fixed location within communities.